from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The residents of that house that caught fire overnight Friday have been positively identified as the victims. 74-year-old Gil Kelly and his 75-year-old wife Diane died in their home on Mountjoy Street South. Autopsies are yet to be conducted. The joint investigation between Timmins Police, the Fire Department, the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office, and the local coroner is ongoing. Foul play has been ruled out. Yes, it's a dry cold in these parts, and it's not a joke. It could be deadly. With an overnight wind chill of minus 31 predicted, City Hall has put an extreme cold weather alert into effect. If you need shelter from the cold and the possibility of frostbite, you're advised to go to Living Space. If you know of anyone in that predicament, you can call Living Space. The 34th edition of the École Secondaire Catholique Terrieux Alumni Christmas Hockey Tournament goes on December 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex. Organizing committee member Jonathan St. Pierre says there will be three divisions. That's one for younger players, including 2022 graduates, middle and older. Sign-up is December 22nd and 23rd from 7 until midnight at Full Beard Brewing.
So guys can come in, put down $40 cash. You get to play. Usually a minimum is 2 to 3 games. The old guys will play 3 games. Young guys, depending on how many teams there is, they can have 16 teams in that division. They can play up to 5 to 6 games.
All the money raised by the tournament goes to the hockey program at Terrieux. Back in the early days of the Porcupine Mining Camp, the community named Oro Lake was changed to Schumacher in honor of Frederick W. Schumacher, who found his fortune in investing in gold mining. His generosity is legendary, right down to the yearly Christmas gifts to students at Schumacher Public School. That initiative is still active through the Schumacher Foundation. Museum director curator Karen Bachman tells us that he didn't live here, but visited frequently, acting as Santa for those gifts some years. And as a pharmacist, he was a handy guy to have around when alcohol was still banned in the area.
But if you went to see Mr. Schumacher, who at the time was in the camp and lived here for a little while, you could get Peruna. Peruna had a little bit of a kick to it, so you could always get a prescription for that.
At 18% alcohol, Bachman says it was intended for whatever ails you. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.